DBHDD is urging people to ask a pharmacist about getting naloxone for their first aid kits at home or work. No prescription is needed. Naloxone can rapidly reverse an opioid overdose and restore breathing. Opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to Lawmaker Huddle. I'm Pamela Kirkland, host of Morning Edition at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each week, we're joined by Donna Lowry, host of GPB's Lawmakers, for Lawmaker Huddle, where we cover the highlights from under the Gold Dome.
It's a common misconception that the 40-day legislative session is the only work elected state lawmakers do. In reality, this period when they are out of session is essential to the work of creating laws that begins each January. They are researching and gathering the necessary information to create effective laws, primarily through committee work. Last year for Lawmakers Huddle, I explained some of what legislators do. I think it's a good time to revisit my interview with Senator John Alvers of Roswell, who chairs the Senate Public Safety Committee.
During the legislative session, which starts second Monday in January, through typically the end of March, early April, is my part-time job is about 80 to 120 hours a week. And thankfully, after that's over, it goes down to a comfortable 50 to 70 hours a week. As the process of serving constituents never ends, committee work, study committees, keeping up with the budget, being a part of the appropriations process, being out with the public, meeting with folks, that part never goes away. In fact, at certain times of year, it increases even more so. But that's part of doing the job. That's why it's such an honor to serve in these offices, because you get that ability to help other people.
There are various types of committees, including 70 standing committees between the two chambers. They don't change.
Committees are critical, and that's where a lot of the hard and heavy lifting comes into place. You know, any legislator can drop any bill that they want to. And a lot of those are very important and very meaningful. And sometimes there's a couple that make us shake our heads. But in general, the committee process is used to really thoroughly vet, to research, to understand.
Each chamber can establish special committees and study committees. Study committees will conduct the majority of their work in the coming months. These are the panels lawmakers voted to create during the legislative session to explore issues that require a thorough examination. Currently, House and Senate study committees are examining cancer care access, gaming, election procedures, chronic absenteeism in schools, family caregiving services, and about two dozen other topics.
And they're so valuable to us to really take an intense focus on a specific issue or a specific area that we need to get more education. We need to find out what the best practices are from maybe other states or other regions. We need to figure out where we may have an opportunity to improve or there could be deficiencies. Ultimately, these culminate in a committee report from that study committee. And that study committee will come up with recommendations. Sometimes that's legislation, sometimes that's budget, sometimes that's changes the way we do things.
In the House, Speaker John Burns appoints members to the various study committees. Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones makes those assignments in the Senate. Now for standing committees, while the Speaker selects committee members, in the Senate, they have another committee for that process. It's called the Committee on Assignments. And lawmakers lobby for the issues they want to address. Once again, Senator Alvers.
So every 2 years, we submit a form of what committees we'd like to be a part of, but also why. What's our background and experience? And public safety, well, I've been in the fire service and EMS and generations of my family for a long time. So there's kind of a natural fit for me to be part of public safety, in this case, chairing it. But I also have a background in finance and tax policy, so that's how I end up in those committees.
Committees have tremendous power in determining a bill's future. The chair of each standing committee has the latitude to move legislation along or effectively kill it.
I can choose not to hear a bill at all because I believe that the legislation is not something that should be heard for a variety of reasons. I can also assign a bill to a subcommittee within my committee. I can create subcommittees. I can dissolve subcommittees. I can decide that I want to hear a bill, but not take a vote on it. Just have it as a hearing only. I can decide what amendments have to be taken up at a certain time. As an example, I typically ask for amendments to be brought to my committee at least 24 hours in advance so we can take the time to properly vet those as opposed to making changes on the fly.
In the coming weeks on Lawmakers Huddle, we will report on what they are doing this summer in study committees. For Lawmakers Huddle, I'm Donna Lowry.
You can watch Donna hosting GPB's Lawmakers nightly at 7 p.m. while the legislature's in session, or online at gpb.org/lawmakers.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR. Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.